This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the big ideas from President Obama's last week of cybersecurity announcements was a plan for cyber war games between the U.S. and the U.K. It might be the first international exercise of its kind, the goal being a joint learning experience about how both governments can defend against an attack on their financial systems. It'll happen sometime this year. The private sector already does this, so how will it be different? Nova Safo reports.
If private sector cyber attack simulations are like fire drills, then the government cyber war games are fire prevention. That's according to Joe Loomis, CEO of CyberSponse.
Government is more interested in infiltration and defensiveness than it is about process and remediation.
The latter, Loomis says, is what his company and others in the private sector do.
As soon as you're attacked, what are you going to do first? What data are you going to collect? How are we going to communicate if the network's compromised?
Loomis says there are still not enough companies running simulations.
Companies have been doing terribly because they haven't been testing.
Bruce Schreier is chief technology officer for cybersecurity firm Co3 Systems. He says Target, Home Depot, Sony, and others have been caught off guard by recent attacks.
So I think companies are realizing that this has been a hole in their security.
Global spending on all information security is expected to grow 8% this year to $77 billion. The cost of digital crime is estimated in the hundreds of billions. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.